we were on the receiving side of that in the round robin championship, where Bert absolutely took us to town. They really, really took us to town, and that hurt, and it hurt a lot of us. It hurt me, and I had to kind of look at myself and look at the squad and look at the team and see where we're going, and that was probably a reset in a way. But Enda McDermott is a fantastic manager, and they have fantastic players, and they always have, and they're a fantastic team, and we just had to match that. We had to match it tonight.
Yeah, I think it was Matt Ahern maybe got a goal just before half time, which gave you a bit of a cushion going in at the break, and that was a big score.
Yeah, Matt's been showing well, and he's had to bide his time to get his position, and he's took his opportunity when it's there, and I've been trying to build that. I was talking to the players, trying to build a squad for the last 2 years, and it's going to take every single person we can to try and get over the line if we can against Satana, because they're another fantastic team, and they've represented Donegal the same as Bert have for years, and St Junior's are trying to play catch up with that, and that's where we're at with it at the moment. So we just take every game as it comes to us.
Yeah, I mentioned Matt, but your forward line were electric at times out there. Peter Kelly, every time he got the ball, looked like he was going to do damage. Russell Ford, very sharp as well. And Brian Mack, obviously.
Well, you know, at some stage you're going to have to man up. At some stage the players are going to have to man up and show us what they have. And they've been doing it in challenge matches, and they've been doing it in trainings. You know, it's about putting it together. And I think just we were collectively coming in at the right time with a lot of good work under our belt. And injuries, yeah, they cleared up, weren't too bad. And I know had a few injuries getting into that, and it hurt them. And we got ours cleared up, but we still have a few. But we had a few changes in the team, and yeah, we're just delighted to go into the final and have an opportunity. Because if you look at the start of the year and say, where do you want to be? You want to be in your county final, and that's exactly where they're at. And we were up against it. St Union's were up against it. Bert are a fantastic team.
Yeah, so it's a repeat of the final from last year, St Union's against Satanta. You came out on the wrong side of it. It was a close game until late on in the match last year, and it was a sore one for your team and for you, I'm sure, Chris. So 12 months down the line, can you take the next step?
Satanta won it. They won the game. It's done. Yeah. We move to next year, only 2026, so we just go again.
Yeah. And your boys will look forward to the build-up and all the preparation that'll come with it?
Yeah, it's a final, but it's another game for us. But we wanted to be there when we started at the start of the year. We wanted to be there, and now we give ourselves the opportunity to be there. But, you know, Satana are a fantastic team. And this isn't talking up any teams. Like, you know, they're just a super team who've represented Donegal for many years, the same as Bert has. And again, St Unions just have to play catch-up, and we are playing catch-up. And we are getting opportunities to play against these teams. I mean, Bert are the Ulster champions. You know, Satanta were the Ulster champions intermediate there. And fantastic. I've played against Antrim teams. I played St John's last year in the Ulster Championship. So, look, we're coming up against a really good team. It's not running up or running down or anything. They're just a really good team, and we have to match that. We just have to match that and try and get to that level with them.